A recent decision by the Alaska Board of Fisheries is being criticized by fishermen on the lower Yukon River. The board says they're trying to rescue a dwindling stock of Chinook or king salmon, but fishermen in the most impoverished region of the state say the brunt of conservation efforts are again falling on their shoulders. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
There's a reason lower Yukon fishers use 8 or 8.5-inch mesh nets. They are extremely efficient at catching big Chinook salmon and avoiding smaller chums. But in 2011, 8-inch gear and anything bigger will become illegal on the Yukon for commercial and subsistence fishers. That's after a recent vote by the Alaska Board of Fisheries to set a mesh limit of 7.5 inches. John Linderman, the regional supervisor for Arctic, Yukon, and Kuskokwim commercial fisheries, says the move could protect bigger, older salmon, which are thought to be superior reproducers.
A large female king salmon is going to carry more eggs than a smaller female king salmon. And there's also some potential benefits in the way of production, that larger king salmon, their eggs usually carry more proteins, which may help to affect survival of the fry as they emerge from the gravel the following spring.
Not only are fewer kings returning to the Yukon, Linderman says there's evidence that over the last 40 years, fewer big fish are returning.
The biggest decrease in Chinook salmon was in 7-year-old male king salmon. The other thing that's a part of this, too, is that historically there was 8-year-old king salmon on the Yukon, always very, very small proportions, a very, very tiny fraction of the entire run was in that 8-year-old age class. And over time, we have not seen those 8-year-olds.
Linderman says that a 3-year mesh size test shows that 7.5-inch gear will harvest salmon in percentages that almost mirror the age, sex, and species composition of the Yukon run. That would make it more difficult to target just the desirable and oil-rich kings. But not everyone agrees that the move to smaller nets will be effective.
This conservation measure is going to do a lot of harm, although it has good intentions behind it.
Nick Andrew Jr. is a lower Yukon fisherman and director of the Ohagamut Traditional Council.
We are going to be maiming and killing medium to large-sized king salmon in our efforts to conserve them.
Those against large mesh restrictions argue that bigger fish may be able to escape from smaller nets, but they can still receive injuries that prevent them from reaching their spawning grounds. The scientific term is called dropout, and it's notoriously difficult to study. Linderman says a 3-year dropout study conducted in the Bristol Bay region came back with inconclusive results. But one effect will be undeniable. Restricting large gear will be expensive for fishers. Again, Nick Andrew Jr.
A lot of people don't have the means to buy new gear, and this is attacking the most vulnerable. It's we, the subsistence users out here in the village, in this already crippled economy in the lower Yukon River.
The lower Yukon region has the lowest per capita income of anywhere in the state and the highest unemployment rate. The 2008-2009 commercial fisheries there were recently declared fisheries disasters by the U.S. Commerce Department. That opens the way for Congress to appropriate funding for affected commercial fishers there. But Andrew says the benefits of that won't be realized if those same fishers have to spend upwards of $1,000 on new gear to comply with the new law.
It is ironic that the federal government is finally, after years of beckoning for a federal fishery disaster that's coming through. We're just requesting either the government, if they're so adamant on conserving salmon stocks, is to furnish people with nets.
Linderman says the board was aware and concerned about the financial hardships their actions would cause for Yukon fishers, but he says they think it's the lesser of two evils.
They felt that there may be even more sacrifice and hardship, that if actions, conservation measures, such as a mesh size restriction weren't taking, that if they started to continue to see these declines, not only in size of fish, but also the general decline that we've been seeing in the overall runs in recent years, that that's an additional hardship, that an initial sacrifice from an economic perspective may help to try and address.
The move towards small gear is not uniformly opposed by communities along the river. the Interior Regional Advisory Committee, and three other advisory committees wanted the board to implement an even stricter 6-inch limit on mesh size. The Board of Fisheries met last weekend in Fairbanks to take action on proposals concerning the Arctic Yukon and Kuskokwim fisheries. That meeting occurs once every 3 years. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.